Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
My brain is a little bit scrambled. It's been a hectic couple of days, but I know one thing. It's time for the diary.
Where
now,
did
somebody tell
her?
Me what just happened.
We left her. Oh, Mike called.
Yeah, Mike called and said sorry and didn't blame alcohol.
That's right.
Kim has never apologized because that's not the type of person she is.
I'm getting a lot of feedback from people in my life. The weirdest thing in the world is everybody's going, you know, Trisha, she's my Kim. Like people are saying to me, like, and I'm wondering if this is a real thing. Does everyone on the planet have a Kim?
Yeah, that I could
friend
never
who's
say her name.
Me,
I
do you have, know who it is?
Yeah, there's like a reason too. She won't be in my wedding.
But she's still invited?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I feel like I've said too much.
Okay. I don't like when people are mad at me.
I'm just going to say this. As someone who has unofficially been invited to your wedding.
Yeah.
And was on the fence whether or not I would attend.
Right. You're
I'm 100% coming now and I'm going to try to find your Kim.
Oh, I won't tell you who it is and you can try to figure it out.
Oh, we are going to.
Yeah, that's
we'll
perfect.
Just ask everyone.
This is fun. It's a scavenger hunt for only the soccer show.
Well, if you missed it, like just to recap the Kim thing, she flirted with Mike.
In front of Ryder.
At the Halloween party, and Mike flirted back, and Hack and I are still pushing back on this a little bit, I think. We don't know if he flirted, but we are 100% sure he didn't push back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he did do the right thing the next day and go, wow, am I an idiot?
It wasn't the next day, though. And that, well, we don't know.
We don't know.
They
like
could have had their
days.
Halloween party on like November 1st.
Yes.
Or November 2nd. Okay. So within 4 days.
And so what was the date of the last one where Mike had apologized?
November 4th.
Okay.
We are now at November 10th.
Okay. Okay. Let's go.
And her handwriting looks relatively sane.
Relative. Okay.
So it begins. Oh boy. My parents are fighting over who I should spend Turkey Day with. Mike says he's willing to meet whichever we end up with.
Oh.
Ooh, so they went from fighting to Turkey Day together. That's pretty.
We all know, right? When you pass that line of like, if you haven't broken up by now, you got them till Valentine's Day, or you at least have them till New Year's.
Yeah.
You can't break up mid-holiday. You can't. You don't
I
want to
sure
destroy.
Can.
Yeah, you can.
There's just this. It's like the tick, 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 tick at the top of the roller coaster, and once you're at Thanksgiving, it's like you ride it till at least January 3rd, but probably February 15th.
No, because I'm not going to take him to meet my family. No.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to.
Okay. Mike's willing to meet whichever we end up with. That's a lot of pressure. It's one thing to have mom and dad meet the new boyfriend and something completely different to have to decide which one he's meeting.
Oh, that's bad.
Do I decide based on who's a better cook, who has better wine, who's been nicest to me lately? I would go with that one. I can't play favorites with my parents. That's just not fair. I wish Mike was from here and I could take the easy way out and just do Thanksgiving with his family. Oh, so they're going
to travel? Oh, they're
going
to travel to where her parents are.
Okay. It's pretty scary when the easy way out is to meet your boyfriend's parents. I think we must. That was it.
Hold
on! No, we have to go on to the next one. It's very short. I can already see that. That's why I feel like we have to do it.
You guys?
We said one a day.
Okay.
We've already broken it once.
So we can just break it every day.
No.
Let's just finish the diary today.
Okay, listen to me.
Okay, we won't do that.
I would say this. I think if we just turned the radio station, commercials, music, everything off, and just read it the rest of the day, people would not be upset.
No, people would be glued in. But then we wouldn't have anything tomorrow.
So this is do we want to open our present now? That was off-puttingly short.
And it was kind of a big decision.
I forgot that her parents were divorced.
I didn't realize they lived far away. So this goes back
we don't know where she lives. I want to propose something to the group. Because we have in the past just kind of gone willy-nilly and went, that was too short, we're going to do another one. What if we set, because we have agreed one a day, mm-hmm. but what if we set a number like at 5?
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
And we have 5 more times we can veto the one a day.
I was
5
given,
total times, and that's it.
I was after today.
Given another proposition last night.
No, 5.
Including today?
Oh, somebody told me, like, save up your notes
or something. Yeah, Sharon was like, what if you save up your notes? The problem is we're never going to remember that.
No.
We're never going to know if we saved up notes for it.
I say 5 total. That's one for
from
each
today
of us.
On.
Okay.
Today will count as one of the 5, yes. Erica, if
no,
we're doing it.
No, that's what I'm saying, but we did one previously, so I just want to make sure that doesn't
count. The reason, yeah. Can I tell you why I chose 5?
Why?
Because so today won't two? Count, and then it's kind of one for each of us.
Oh.
To go, okay. I got to have one more.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
I like that methodology.
So today doesn't, like, you suggested today.
Today's a universal.
Yes, today is everybody, because okay. we came up with a rule. So
we're
after,
noping the rule right
okay.
now.
Okay, so we're, okay, so that was, what date was that?
That was November 10th.
Okay.
This Just start is, reading, he can't stop you.
This is November 15th.
Okay.
Okay, okay, so it's one of our 5. I wonder if all the children of divorced parents are as over holidays as I am.
Yes.
You think after years of doing this, I'd be full of practice and handling my crazy family. Then Kim suggested we host a dinner here. In theory, it sounds like a good idea because my parents have always been good at being.
Okay. Civil.
Civil. Oh my gosh. Thank you. It looked like a W.
Did you see it from there?
No.
Oh, it is sense. Civil. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, so it looks like C-W-L, but it's recursive. Civil. Yeah. So my parents have always been good at being civil to each other for my sake.
You're inviting both parents to your house with your roommate that you hate?
Yeah. Or maybe they're just good at faking it. But dad wants to bring the baby talker. Oh my gosh, I thought it was just going to say baby and I freaked out. Dad wants to bring the baby talker and I can just see where that would go. I don't think Kim and I could afford the cleaning bill, but I'd love to see that. So we still don't know what she's going to do. But
that was it?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm going one more.
No.
One you more on a day like
no.
today.
You cannot do 2 in one day. That has to be another rule. We cannot read 3 yeah. entries in one day. You're insane. Sorry. I don't like that she's taking Kim's advice. I don't like Kim.
Well, she must be back normal with yeah. Kim and go.
They're roommates. They have to. You like, have to like.
She has
she
flaws.
She flirted with
but,
her man.
I know, but you just compartmentalize because you signed a lease.
But also
you
like. Have to. So Kim's like, oh, we should host dinner here. So that means Mike would come to dinner and she'd get pissed all over again. Yep. Like, I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh my God, you guys think so? Like, I wasn't even thinking about that. Because Mike apologized. It's between but her and Mike. Screw Kim.
But then Mike's still going to be, like, then Kim and Mike are
going
to be
Kim's not
going to
do that crap in front of the parents.
Of course she will. She's her Kim.
Oh, that's right. She's her Kim.
Yeah.
I think she will because Kim hasn't apologized because I don't think Kim realizes
Kim
she, what
care.
She's doing. She's that's
because Kim
who
has
she
gotten
is.
By with it her whole life. She doesn't think she has to apologize.
Yeah.
She's Kim. Oh my God, I dated Kim. She was the sweetest woman on the planet. I like an actual Kim who's not a Kim.
Oh.
I'm just saying we're turning like a we're creating a new Karen.
Right. You can be a Kim or you can be a Kim.
Yeah, mine was
or
Kim.
Or you can be like a Kim Kim.
Kim Kim. Mm. Ew. Yeah. Ew.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're sure not one more.
We're sure.
Okay. Can you do us this one solid?
What?
Flip or whatever.
I already wrapped the book up.
All right. Okay.
E.
All right. She was so committed.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll have at least one more entry tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.